We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line now is Aaron Bowker with Customs Border Patrol, talking a little bit about what this change means for the border. Aaron, I'm sure you've gotten a lot of these questions over the past few months.
Well, yeah, we have. This has been a topic of conversation for quite a while.
So what do travelers that use the bridges around here need to know about going back and forth and the legalization of pot in Canada?
Well, it's still illegal under U.S. federal law. So if you do go over to Canada to consume it, two things: be sure you're not bringing it back with you, and be sure you've got a designated driver, you're not driving while impaired.
What sort of questions, if there are any, that will people face that might be different from before when Canada didn't have legal marijuana?
Well, the officers are aware that, you know, with Canada legalizing marijuana, it increases the chance that somebody could possess it, you know, a recreational amount. However, it was illegal before. It was things people were able to get their hands on before. So really the line of questioning should not change. But it is something the officers are on the lookout for, and they are aware that it's, you know, the possibility is there that it could increase the chances that we see more people with it.
Do customs agents, do they have anything that could test a driver for marijuana?
Yeah, are you talking about as far as driving while impaired?
Yes.
Well, no, but the officers are really good. I mean, you got to remember, we interview thousands of people a day. So they're very good at noticing when something's off or when someone is impaired, even if it's under the influence of alcohol. So what we end up doing is we call our state and local partners, you know, like, let's say the Peace Bridge, for example, we call the Buffalo Police, the New York State Police, and they would come and issue the sobriety test.
Is it an issue where if you're going to Canada and you visit one of these shops, if you come back, as long as you're not driving impaired and as long as you don't have any on you at the moment, you should be fine?
Yeah, absolutely. You should be fine. And, you know, another point to stress, too, is if you did go over there and you consumed it and you come back the next day, make sure you don't have it on you. It's very easy to lose track of a small amount of marijuana. But if for some reason you realize it at the last minute, be very honest and be very open and admit it to the officer and declare it. If you do declare it, you will not face the possibility of a fine. However, it depends on how much you have. You could still face an arrest if you have over a certain amount. But at least you would not face the fine if it is just a small amount.
Do you know what the fine would be?
It starts at $500, and that is zero tolerance. So even if you have 1 gram, if we find it and are able to test it, you could face it starting at $500.
Oh, okay, starting at $500, so serious business. And this kind of goes for both people, not just U.S. citizens returning from Canada, but Canadians too, just because it's illegal in their country. You have U.S. rules once you cross that border.
Yes, absolutely. And people coming in that are foreign nationals, so Canadian citizens, for example, they do fall under over 60 grounds of inadmissibility. So again, being truthful with the law enforcement officers about what you have or what you are doing or where you are going is paramount so the officers can make that decision on whether you're admissible to the United States or not.
Aaron, do you think this will change the border at all as far as delays? You know, taking longer to question cars that are going through?
No, at the end of the day, the officers have always been on the lookout for this. This is something that we routinely see at the border. And, you know, in the month of September, I think we seized over 100 pounds of marijuana total for the whole month. And it's something we see routinely, sometimes on a daily basis. So it's something, like I said, we've always been on the lookout for. It's something the officers are already aware of. And, you know, they're experts at detecting when something is wrong or something is out of place. So, and I foresee that continuing, but I don't see any major changes for us here at the border.
Aaron, we appreciate it. Thanks very much. That's the Chief of Customs and Border Patrol, Aaron Bowker, on the live line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.